This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer's Report on Political Break Movements. One of the most intriguing discussions at the ACORN International Leaders and Staff Meetings over these several days at the offices of the Confédération Paysanne in Paris looked at the changing political climate for our work in various countries. There was special interest in what ACORN UK head organizer Stuart Melvin referred to as the political break movements in so many countries, especially the UK, France, and the US, when one examines Trump, Sanders, Corbyn, and Macron. In a lucky last-minute invitation, I'd reached out to Lecky Smits, the campaign director of the Socialist Party of the Netherlands, who I worked with closely last fall in devising a field program for the election there, where they'd also faced a populist disruption. Lecky began her remarks by noting that many of these break movements were reactions to forces long building for decades of difficult policies for working people in the wake of neoliberalism. The reactions to the impact of globalism, trade, job loss, displacement, and the movement of millions have been unsettling, and despite wide recognition, these changes have been inadequately and ineffectively addressed. Voters are moving to the fringes of the right and left to find effective voice and protest to force policies to address their concerns. Families were torn over the fact that their children were not going to have the security and well-being they had had. Parties, particularly professional politicians, had not done enough to address these changes, opening space for new movements and other voices to emerge and gain support. Lecky described their current program in the language of community organizing, making me feel like I was with them once again in their discussions in Amersfoort. 100 of their chapters were embarking on an outreach program to listen for local issues where they could organize and take action. The party had pushed dramatically on changes in the national healthcare program in the Netherlands, which have left almost 1 million people without coverage. Now they were taking the same kind of organizing and campaign insights and drilling down more deeply to reinvigorate their base and expand the lessons from the campaign, where home visits and phone banking to new people had opened up new opportunities. In the UK, the surprise performance of Jeremy Corbyn and the Labour Party in the recent election demonstrated that there's both class and generation appeal for progressives as part of the movement. Bernie Sanders was an equally unlikely surfer dude on the wave of change being demanded particularly by the young. It's unlikely that it was a coincidence that both had tuition-free programs for students, among other appealing platform positions. Adrien Roux, head organizer of ACORN's French affiliate, Alliance Citoyenne, argued that times of political upheaval in France that were demonstrated in the Macron and Marché upheaval that had crippled established parties usually meant great organizing opportunities at the local level and around institutions. There were clear opportunities now in France. The same can be said in the United States. The challenge is whether or not we have the capacity to convert the opportunities to enable our constituency to build power. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.